With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. COVID-19 cases are up in both the Northwoods and the rest of the nation. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed shares what you need to know to protect yourself.
In May, the Aspyrus healthcare system recorded that 2% of the COVID-19 tests they performed were positive. Now, in mid-July, that number has swelled to over 10%. COVID infection rates are also measured through sewage samples, which have confirmed this uptick. Dr. Stephen Phillipson is the Aspyrus System Director for Hospital Medicine.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization.
Dr. Phillipson says the Aspyrus System admitted 151 COVID-19 patients over the course of this calendar year through the beginning of July, with no significant increase since positive tests began to increase. For context, in January 2022, WXPR reported that there were 130 patients hospitalized across the Aspyrus system at once. Dr. Phillipson says that vaccinations, boosters, and preventative measures like masks and social distancing remain our best tools in slowing the spread of the illness. If you are vaccinated in Wisconsin, you can take a look at your vaccination record online using the Wisconsin Immunization Registry.
Summer travel, people are gathering in large groups, and that may be facilitating transmission. You know, typically we think of wintertime when people are all indoors, but again in the summer we're coming together in large groups again and people are traveling more.
Doctors can now prescribe Paxlovid, a treatment for COVID-19 that greatly reduces the severity of the disease, although it can cost patients around $1,400 with insurance. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those without insurance can get a voucher to cover the costs. But for others, that price tag has led to underuse of the life-saving medication. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
A three-vehicle crash in the town of Hazelhurst killed two people. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says they got word of the crash around 2:30 Friday afternoon. It happened on Highway 51 near South Blue Lake Road. Both people killed had been in a northbound vehicle, which was stopped while waiting to turn into a private driveway. Their vehicle was rear-ended and pushed into the southbound lane, where it was hit by a third vehicle. In addition to the two people killed, a third person was injured and taken to a medical facility. Highway 51 was closed for a time Friday afternoon while a crash reconstruction was done. A number of agencies helped at the scene. Prescribed fires are being increasingly used in the U.S. as a tool by land managers. Wildfires are a natural part of many ecosystems and can help improve the health of that ecosystem. Controlled fires can also help people by reducing the impact of wildfires. Prescribed fires can reduce fuel so wildfires don't burn as intensely or produce as much smoke. Jay Charney is a research meteorologist for the USDA Forest Service Northern Research Station based in Lansing, Michigan.
They don't have to be massive catastrophic wildfires that dump massive amounts of smoke and cause huge impacts for people. If we can ramp up our prescribed burn programs to the point where we can choose when to put smoke into the air, and we can choose to light fires that are good for the ecosystem, that put smoke in the air, and put it in places where they are less impactful for humans, as I talked before, and put it in a direction where they don't hit towns, where they don't smoke out homes, where they don't hit hospitals, and that sort of thing. And that is a net benefit to communities.
Part of Cheney's research is finding a more accurate smoke forecast. This becomes more critical as there are more prescribed fires to ensure they're not negatively impacting people. A Michigan environmental group is addressing an appeal against the state's decision to approve the enclosure of the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline. Crystal Blair reports.
Built in 1953, this pipeline transports up to 540,000 barrels of petroleum daily through the Great Lakes. Enbridge aims to build a protective tunnel around a four-mile segment at the Straits of Mackinac, which connects Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Environmental groups and tribal leaders want the state to reverse Enbridge's permit, citing concerns over a potential catastrophic oil spill. The nonprofit group Oil and Water Don't Mix is dedicated to preventing oil spills and promoting clean energy, and they support the appeal. David Holtz, a member of the group, discusses next steps.
And the next big hurdle that the tunnel will have will be during the federal permitting process. So we're going to be focusing a lot on that in the coming days.
Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said in an email statement that Line 5 safety is exclusively regulated by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Crystal Blair reporting.
The Marathon County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR are investigating a Friday night train derailment just outside of Wausau. According to the sheriff's office, the derailment was called in around 8 p.m. Friday night south of Highway 29 and west of Veritas Steel. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office was able to confirm the train's payload was primarily non-hazardous roofing pellets. They also say they were not requested for any public safety resources. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Wisconsin Appeals Court says absentee voters' witnesses don't need to supply their complete addresses for election officials. The ruling could lead to more absentee ballots being counted in the battleground state this fall. State law requires absentee voters to submit their ballots in an envelope with a witness signature and address. A county judge ruled in January that ballots still count even if a witness omits municipalities or zip codes or even says ditto if the witness lives with the voter. Republican legislators appealed the ruling. The 4th District Court of Appeals ruled that witnesses need only provide enough information so that election clerks can identify and communicate with them. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.